welcome to it. It's Winter Wonderland Thursday here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. Good to be here with you on a Thursday, November the 14th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, here in Michigan, more records fell this week in terms of freezing cold and deep snow, and it was snowing again today. I mean, this will be by far the most snow I have ever seen on the ground for opening day of firearm deer season, which is tomorrow. I've seen a dusting. I've seen a little bit here and there, but never like this. Number two, big news for Michigan drivers. You're going to save at least $10 a month. Yep, $10 a month for your catastrophic care coverage. Don't spend it all in one place. And number one, I can't stray too far from the impeachment follies and all the missteps in the swamp. When you start one of these things, you should lead big and strong, but the performances were weak and sounded more like disgruntled employees who think they know better than the boss. That's what it sounded like to me. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time with the impeachment because it was so weak. And you had two career diplomats out there, Bill Taylor and George Kent, neither of whom were on the phone call on July 25th. That's apparently so controversial that they think they can impeach the president over. Neither were on the phone call. Neither's met the president. Neither's ever spoken to the president, even on the phone. And these are the two star witnesses. These are the big guns coming out. And I'm going to play you just a couple of bites. First, number two, bite number two, Jim Jordan, taking issues and making sport of the fact that these are the star witnesses for the Democrats to try to take down a duly elected president of the United States. Bite number two, go.
Pastor, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Lindsey's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this. Based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told. Now, again, this is I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time the gentleman's expired.
Better cut him off. Jim Jordan, the designated hitter for the Republicans yesterday. And Jeffrey Toobin, the CNN legal announcer, you know, the far-left activist, hates Donald Trump, always finds a big problem. He spotted a big problem. And when this guy spots a big problem for the Democrats, that means there's gaping holes in what they're trying to do. Bite five, Jeffrey Toobin, CNN. Bite five, go.
The one criticism of these two witnesses, which I think is very much legitimate, it's not really a criticism, it's just a factual statement, is that neither of them had direct contact with the president.
Ever.
And you know, that's a problem if you're going to impeach the president.
Which is weird because the Democrat congressman from Illinois, Mike Quigley, said, oh, no, hearsay evidence. It's far better than real evidence. No, he said it. It's bite number 10. Mike Quigley of Illinois, congressman, representing his district in this embarrassing fashion. Bite 10, go.
Primer on hearsay, I think the American public needs to be reminded that countless people have been convicted on hearsay because the courts have routinely allowed and created needed exceptions to hearsay. Hearsay can be much better evidence than direct, as we have learned in painful instances, and it's certainly valid in this instance.
Well, gentlemen, yield, because none of those exceptions would apply to this testimony.
Yeah. Hearsay evidence, much better than direct evidence, please. And finally, I'm going to wrap it up this way. Bite 11, Jim Jordan nailing Ambassador Taylor to the wall. No wiggle room left. This is a game, set, match. Bite 11, go.
It's not just could it have been wrong. The fact is it was wrong because it didn't happen. The whole point was you had a clear understanding that aid will not get released unless there's a commitment. Not maybe, not I think the aid might happen, and it's my hunch it's going to get released. You use clear language, clear understanding, and commitment. And those two things didn't happen, so you had to be wrong.
Mr. Jordan, the other thing that went on when that assistance was on hold is we shook the confidence of a close partner in our reliability. And that's
not what this proceeding is about, Ambassador Taylor.
The gentleman has expired. Ambassador
that's Taylor, not what this whole thing started on.
Time of the gentleman has expired. Ambassador Taylor, did you want to finish your answer?
No, that's good, Mr. Chairman.
No, I can't dig the hole any deeper. Thank you for the offer. I'm done. And this impeachment thing is it's quite clear as to what it is. It's a political scam being pulled by the Democrats and not even effectively. Those are your two star witnesses, people that have never seen the president, talked to the president, and were not on the phone call. The next star witness, we're told, is somebody who eavesdropped the following day on a phone call between Ambassador Sondland and the president, eavesdropped on it. Oh, I heard him say this. I heard him say, such garbage. All right, closer to home. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association yesterday announcing it would drop its vehicle assessment fees by $120. That's $10 a month you get to save. Congratulations. If you own a car in Michigan, each car is $120 cheaper. That'll be July 2020. Citing the sweeping changes of the state's auto no-fault policy signed into law this year as the cause, those signed by Governor Whitmer. Last year, the MCCA increased its fees from $192 to $220, even though it had a surplus and now has $24 billion. They packed the fund pretty good, didn't they? $24 billion sits in that catastrophic care fund today, give or take. But you'll save $10 a month. Congratulations. Don't spend that all in one place. Go ahead and drop me a note. Tell me what you think of that. SteveGruber.com, the brand new website, SteveGruber.com. You need to check it out. We really have more content than Drudge. I mean, it is chocked full of information and stories and great things from all sorts of great sources and authors, including yours truly. And so go find some good things. The Michigan Senate approved a plan to let hunters bait deer. It won't make it through by tomorrow, I don't think. I mean, that would be highly unlikely. But Michigan's current rules ban deer baiting, as you know probably. Feeding has now earned a vote of disapproval in both chambers of the legislature. The Michigan Senate voting on legislation yesterday to let hunters bait deer during the hunting season, let people feed deer throughout the year with some restrictions on the amount and size of bait. But the House bill went through. Now the Senate bill went through. The big opening for firearm deer season tomorrow, 30 minutes before sunrise, puts shoot time at about 7 o'clock, I think. By the way, I will not be here. I will be there. Yeah, we hunt. We're proud of it. It's the way we feed our family. Free-range organic red meat. It's what we do here. Michigan's firearm deer season starts the 15th of November, runs through the 30th, and there are other seasons as well. Archery seasons, muzzleloading seasons, all sorts of seasons. And you've got all sorts of opportunities to go out there and collect deer. By the way, it will be by far the most snow that I've ever seen on the ground for an opening day. We used to pray for snow by November 15th, and on rare occasion, you'd get a dusting, you'd get a few flakes, you'd get a flurry or two. And usually, if you had a little dusting of snow to start the day, by the time, noon came around, it all melted away. I can tell you the pile of snow we have out there is not going to go away. Ann Arbor got 11 inches. I'm updating my numbers. 11 inches of snow fell on Veterans Day in Ann Arbor, breaking the previous single-day record. It's the biggest snowfall Ann Arbor's had in a long time. Also, record-breaking cold weather. Record-breaking cold weather yesterday all over the state. Cold and snowy, way too early. It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.